Now, the Poor People's Campaign have begun the Real National Emergency Truth and Poverty Tour is happening in 30 states right now as we speak across the United States. In California, there have been a number of poor people's hearings that have taken place, including one just last night, Tuesday evening, in Pacoima. We'll be bringing you some sound from that as we can. And we have already brought you some sound from the Bay Area. And today we're going to return to one piece from the Bay Area, of a group that one rarely hears about in terms of movements against poverty. Also, if you go on to the California Poor People's Campaign webpage, you can see the events happening in Orange County today. Lisa Peterson and others out in Orange County have organized a series of stops. Many people don't know about poverty existing in Orange County, but we're now going to hear a statement that was read to a packed auditorium where Congresswoman Barbara Lee attended and Senator Kamala Harris sent a representative, and they had to sit and listen to this statement read. It was written by a young Filipina woman who had been criminalized.
I got to read the statement. My name is Francesca. I'm a young Filipino woman from San Francisco. Since a young age, I have been involved in underground street economies. Shortly after I started middle school, my parents divorced and my mother became a single mom when I was 11. Eventually, my mother became unemployed and we struggled with poverty. I ran away when I was just 14. And I started to sell drugs to support myself. I was not able to get a legal job because I was underaged, and most of my friends who could work did not make enough money for all of us to survive. So we sold drugs to help supplement the cost of living. Many of my peers were criminalized and incarcerated for trying to survive. When I was 19, I was arrested and convicted of several misdemeanors. I joined youth employment programs and tried my best to support myself through legal work. Despite all the hard work I had put in those jobs, I still had to sell some drugs on the side to pay bills. Now, with my criminal background, many employers would not hire me, so I wasn't able to get jobs that paid better. I eventually found a job that did not discriminate against me for my convictions and offered me full employment with health benefits. But then I lost that job and suddenly found myself without any income or health insurance. I then got back into the underground economy, but this time I was returning as a sex worker. I found that sex work was a better paid job for the most part, and I only had to pick up one other part-time gig on the side to supplement. I discovered that no matter where I worked, I had to work more than one job to survive. Being a brown, queer, and young woman with a criminal record created barriers for me that led me to continue living in poverty. Shortly after I began sex work, Trump became president and passed a law that deepened the criminalization of sex work, so that now the sites I was using to advertise on were being shut down and censored. This made the work environment much more dangerous by pushing more sex workers onto the streets, where we are more vulnerable to violence. Women of color, both trans and cis, are more likely to work the streets, making us the visible targets for arrest and harassment. When we are arrested for trying to survive, it creates a record that further hinders our chances of finding other employment, trapping us in poverty and prostitution. Many of the women I work with are mothers, pushed into sex work to help support families. I'm glad there's a growing movement to decriminalize sex work, to address the terrible injustices women face. I'm part of that movement. We are living in a country that has resources to fund a $716 billion military defense budget. I'm sure we can reallocate those resources to help dismantle poverty. If there were more resources to help us support ourselves and our families in the wealthiest country in the world, then we could leave prostitution and escape poverty. I'm really glad for the Poor People's Campaign, building this movement against poverty.
All right, there you go. And that was one, just one of the testimony. You heard other testimony from the Bay Area Poor People's Hearing yesterday. Next week, we'll be sharing with you voices from other hearings.